Hello, geeks. Jack Monson here on the Facebook Franchise Podcast. I'm joined once again by Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Jack. Doing good today. How are you?
I'm terrific. Folks, Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager, and we're bringing you a new tip each week directly from Facebook to make your franchise system's ads run more efficiently and reach more franchise candidates and consumers in the most influential space on earth. Mike, I've been traveling around to a lot of franchise conferences over the past couple of months, and the number one thing I hear franchisors and multi-unit franchisees talking about is hiring. That seems to be the biggest challenge for anybody in franchising right now, is getting staff either at the corporate level or down at the franchisee, local unit, local restaurant, local store level. It sounds like something that you were telling me about from Facebook could eventually help that situation. Tell me about Facebook Campus.
Yeah, so I'm actually really excited about this, and specifically for the reason that, you were just referencing, because, you know, we're seeing it everywhere right now. Almost all of our clients are advertising because they've got jobs available. Yeah. And they're just trying to fight for the few people that are trying to get back into the workforce. And so one of the things that we've been strategic about is you know, if there's one group of people that are desperate for jobs and have been for some times, it's these kids that are graduating from college, or they're in college in a place away from their hometown. You know, they're not thinking like, hey, let me, you know, take advantage of this unemployment bonus and all these different things that are going right out. They're graduating. They have student loans. They need to live somewhere and pay bills and all those things. And, you know, they're, as they would say, adulting. And, so Facebook Campus is a new product that Facebook has started to roll out. They actually began rolling it out at the end of last year, but it's finally pretty widely available across the U.S. on pretty much every college campus. And it's an awesome way to talk specifically to, these college students, and they're grouped together. So you can talk, you know, specifically to people that are on this campus or that campus and things like that. And so I think it's going to be a great opportunity for some hiring pushes. And there's going to be some unique ways to go about that, but yeah, we're pretty excited about it.
So you can actually target conversations and engagement with, let's say, University of Tennessee students around the Knoxville area, or University of Iowa students around Iowa City, Iowa, that kind of thing?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of like a throwback to old school Facebook. So the way campus works is when a student logs into their Facebook profile, which they probably set up when they were 14, right?
Right.
when they log in, they can now take another step and go to Facebook Campus, where they have to log in with their college ID, like it used to be on Facebook. People still laugh at me because when I log into Facebook, I still have to use my college email address because that's what I set my Facebook up for, right? And I'm like, yeah, because I was cool back when Facebook was still, you know, relevant to college students. And what's happened is over the pandemic, and this is why I think it's so important, over the pandemic, one of the fastest growing demographics on Facebook was that 18 to 25-year-old grouping. And so that emergence of younger college age, you know, young adult kind of people are flooding back to Facebook, and Campus is going to allow you to talk specifically to these people. And you don't have to worry about spending ad dollars on it. You don't have to worry about, you know, making sure you're targeting all these things right. It is locked down to this. So the key here is you've got to already employ somebody that goes to school there or has an email address for one of those schools. So I can still get into my colleges because I've still got access to my college email address. And it's what I still used a lot on Facebook, but so if you've got a college student that works for you currently, and you're a franchisee at, you know, some restaurant or whatever it is, tap into those people because they can now use Facebook Campus to communicate to anybody on their campus and tell them, hey, we're looking for a director of marketing or we're looking for this. And if you've got any college, and it's not just huge ones, the college in our town here has 3,000 to 5,000 students and it has a Facebook Campus page. So It doesn't have to be, you know, UTK or, you know, Michigan State or wherever, right? It can be some of these smaller schools. And so if you're in a college town or relatively close to a college town and you've got somebody that still has access to their college email address for that school, they can be your outreach and specifically go after these people that are in Facebook Campus.
That's a really good thing to look for too when you are hiring marketing people right now. Find someone who is right out of school, or maybe they're still taking some classes and they've got that university email address. That's a real bonus for you folks who are looking for work right now. If you've still got access to that, you could actually jump in and use the tactics that Mike is talking about right now.
Yeah. And to me, I think there's a couple things that make a lot of sense about it. You know, one of the difficulties is because hiring has become so difficult.
Yeah.
Having to pay top dollar for, you know, really good talent, they're paying very top dollar. Mediocre talent, they're still having to pay top dollar for. And at some level, if you've got people in your organization that are willing to invest in some of these people, you know, it doesn't hurt to get a graduating senior, right? And teach them your brand and your vision. And, you know, you're not pulling somebody that's been at some company that does it some way and has done it that way for 10 years.
and they're tainted and jaded already.
That's right. And these kids are so desperate for work. Like, you know, they're not coming out of college saying, hey, I need $150,000 a year salary. Right. So like there's some benefit to doing that. I mean, of course it takes time and energy and effort and things like that to pour into, you know, a younger person, whether it's marketing, whether it's, you know, somebody that just got done with their MBA or whatever it is that you're looking for, accountants or anything. Like there's some real value there that you can get some really high-end talent coming out of college, you know, some of the best students. And then, you know, show them how to practically do some of this stuff outside of an ideal college classroom, you know, let them learn the real world. And I think there's a lot of value in that right now. And I think brands can really take advantage of it through Facebook Campus.
I think this tip is really terrific right now, Mike, because one of the trends that I've been seeing, and I know all of the clients that you're working with every day are doing this, they're spending a lot of their advertising budget, in some cases, all of their advertising budget on help wanted ads. Yep. And I get it. You have to do what you have to do in the middle of a crisis. If you need to staff up the restaurant just so you can take care of customers, I get it. But I see this trend and it's like, what if this goes on for another year and all of these brands and local units are going to spend all of their marketing dollars on finding employees and they're not doing the branding that they need to do to grow their business. They're not doing the offers and they're not advertising their services and all of those things. I'm a little fearful for some of these brands and local units that are only advertising jobs right now. So I think this is a great tactic that people can use. The only other thing I was thinking about is I think Facebook missed the mark by not calling it the campus.
Sure. Yeah. They need to bring that to the at some point. That would be
Perfect. the will come back. Well, thank you for that update, Mike. I appreciate it. And we will chat with you again in 2 weeks on the Facebook Franchise Podcast. For more information on Facebook and other social channels for your franchise system, check out socialjoey.com. And thanks for listening to the Facebook Franchise Podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.